Exclusive. RNC, MNGOP demand answers after discovering ballot sent to non-citizen in Tim Walz's Minnesota. By Hannah Knudsen on August 7, 2024. The Republican National Committee, RNC, and Republican Party of Minnesota are demanding answers after discovering that a legal non-citizen received a primary ballot in the mail, without even requesting it, in Governor Tim Walz's, D, Minnesota, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. This revelation, first shared with Breitbart News, showcases the failures of Minnesota's citizenship verification procedures, or apparent lack thereof. According to the RNC, a non-citizen residing in the United States legally unexpectedly received the primary ballot in the mail, sparking greater election integrity concerns, as it remains unclear how widespread this issue truly is. This concerned individual, who did not register to vote nor request a ballot in the first place, brought this to the attention of the RNC. The RNC notes that Minnesota, under the leadership of Walz, Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, has no adequate citizenship verification procedures in place, prompting concerns that this was not simply an isolated incident. As a result, the RNC and Minnesota GOP sent a letter to Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon, D, alerting him that a legal non-citizen appears to be, inexplicably, on the Minnesota voter roll. This incident indicates that the system to ensure non-citizens do not vote in elections in Minnesota may be seriously flawed, or that the staff charged with ensuring that only eligible voters are registered to vote were negligent in their duties. The letter reads, noting that county election officials rely on the state voter registration system to check eligibility of voters. The risk of non-citizens engaging in election activities in Minnesota has never been greater. The RNC and Minnesota GOP continue in the letter, pointing to passage of legislation removing the legal residency requirement for obtaining a driver's license in the state. Notably, Walz, Harris's running mate, happily signed that legislation, asserting that giving driver's licenses to potentially 77,000 illegal immigrants will make our communities safer for all Minnesotans. Because of this, Republicans asked, does the SVRS system, statewide voter registration system, have the capability to keep up with the recent changes in Minnesota law in regard to driver's licenses for all? Related, Harris co-chair on Walz giving licenses to illegals, his record, which includes that, is great. Does your office verify the eligibility of people who are automatically registered when a person interacts with state agencies? Republicans pressed, asking what steps the Secretary of State's office has taken to ensure only American citizens are making it onto the voter rolls in light of movement toward automatic voter registration. Ultimately, the RNC and Minnesota GOP requested information on the protocols and standard operating procedures that the office takes to ensure non-citizens are not registered to vote or receiving unrequested ballots. Additionally, we demand that your office take immediate action to review all voter registrations within the SVRS to ensure that only eligible voters are registered to vote and receive ballots. They added, demanding both an investigation and answers by August 12, 2024. Complete transparency in these processes is the only way to ensure the faith in elections that the people of Minnesota deserve, they added, emphasizing that this is a potentially catastrophic failure of the voter registration system in the state. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said in a statement that Minnesotans deserve full confidence that their elections are secure and non-citizens have no vote in the future of our country. We will take every step necessary to ensure that the failures in the system are brought to light and immediately resolved. Non-citizen voting is illegal across America, and that must be enforced at every turn, he added. The revelation comes as the RNC kicked off 100 days until Election Day by holding an election integrity training event, designed to protect the ballot, across the nation late last month. Top surrogates at the event included Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, and Kimberly Guilfoyle, as Breitbart News exclusively reported at the time. The Trump campaign and RNC first announced their 100,000-person election integrity program earlier this year, mobilizing lawyers and volunteers who are committed to preserving the sanctity of our elections, according to Whatley. Waltz's administration has failed Minnesotans, and this election system breakdown is living proof. Jeanine Bresso, election integrity director for the RNC and Trump campaign, said, "Voters deserve nothing less than a full review and urgent fix to the failures in the election system. Americans must decide American elections, and Minnesota must protect these votes."